Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It is the 250th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Hoorah! Well, very happy birthday, Marines. Remind you, 10th of September, 1775. Tun Tavern in Philadelphia. First place that people got together and said, you know, we should have some guys that really know how to fight. Yeah, we should. And so the Continental Marines were born. Very, very happy birthday. I told you all about the cakes, right? There are Marine Corps birthdays and birthday balls taking place all over America. And I have a photo. The Commandant of the Corps used a sword, as is traditional, to cut the birthday cake. I believe it was at the Pentagon, although I'm not entirely sure. But I have the photo and the story posted over on social. So feel free to go over and take a look at it. We have got Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI, who's going to be with us at 3:35. There's a lot of stuff going on in the last couple of days. Last week, right, out in Michigan, breaking up a terror cell. That was pretty big. And it had connections, if I understand it correctly, to New York and New Jersey. Jimmy always joins us with this great law enforcement perspective, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. But I also love for him to give us a, sort of a gut check in New York City. What exactly is going on up there? And what does the election of Mamdani do? How does it change the city? Is there going to be that mass exodus, not of just of the general population, although I hear about that, but of the NYPD? I am on any number of these Reddit forums because there's a part of me thinking, you know, someday I'll suit up and I'll get back in the game. And that's not happening, but it's fun. It is fun to read all of the exercises that some guys are going through. And there's a lot of buzz there about, hey, when this happens and NYPD is hurt by Mamdani, then here's where you ought to go. Or no, this is the agency you ought to go to. MTA police seems to be the number one choice for everybody. And New York State police apparently getting ready, if I understand the Reddit forums correctly, they're getting ready for a big applicant pool for new troopers up there coming from current NYPD officers. So we'll get Jimmy to provide some perspective on that. You just heard Charles Pyle talking about the markets being up. Our friend Carl Carlson will be along at 4:35. We'll talk about that. And Mort Klein, president of ZOA, Zionist Organization of America. It's been a while since we chatted with Mort. They're at the forefront of this effort to clean up the Heritage Foundation and get the Heritage Foundation out of the business that it seems to be in right now of being way the hell too friendly with real Jew haters. I don't quite understand what's going on with that, but we'll get a sense from Mort. I did some great stuff over the weekend. I'm just going to tell you this very quickly. Yesterday, the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the observance over at Forest Lawn Cemetery, Emek Shalom, is the section where Holocaust observances happen. These are folks who have passed away who were in the Holocaust. It's amazing to hear the connection to Richmond. We were the first place anywhere in America, I didn't know this, first place anywhere in America to have such a section and to have such an observance. I'm going to post a little bit more on social media just so you can see it, but thanks so much to the great people who you remember on last week on this very program. And it was so nice to interact with folks who only learned about it because they were listening to this show the other day. That means a lot. I mean, that really does mean a lot. And so I'm very happy to have played just a tiny little piece in getting folks out to visit. It was very, very meaningful. Very, very meaningful. In addition to all of that, I will tell you the Richmond Jewish Food Festival is up and running. I was over there also yesterday, had the chance, ran over from the Emek Shalom stuff, went over to the Richmond Jewish Food Festival, stocked up, spent way more money than I was supposed to, I guess, but that's okay. I filled up a number of bags with yummy, and that's what we're having for dinner. All right, so now you got all of the updates, and I'm very happy to have provided them. We are also celebrating the 100th anniversary, as you know, of WRVA all this year. All this year. Millard the Mallard. Jerm, can you do me a favor at some point today? I know it has aired at other points. But I would love to make sure that we are going to get the Millard the Mallard Centennial Minute that you put together on the air so that everybody here in the afternoon gets a chance to enjoy it as well. How's that? Yeah, just enjoy it as well. Very important stuff. Charles Pyle, who, as you know, is our news director, has upped the game for our news department so much. It is the best it has been in the entire time that I have been here at News Radio WRVA. That's just the fact. I've been here through any number of people going through that newsroom, and nobody, including the news directors back there, came anywhere close to what Charles does. But Charles had an interesting report there. All of a sudden, the Democrats are ready to reopen the government. Golly! Jeez! So all of these crazy people on Congressman John McGuire's page saying, you know, it's up to them. The Republicans have the government closed. Republicans, all these people do. If you're not part of John McGuire's Facebook page, you need to be, because it is entertaining for all the wrong reasons. And I know I probably shouldn't hang out there, but there's just a part of me that finds it impossible not to respond to some of the idiotic party puking pablum that passes for, or that's the end of the alliteration, but it passes for conversation over there. Congressman John McGuire will post something, and then all of a sudden, all of these trolls jump on, it's not true, it's not, and they have these pre-packaged memes. And I'm just thinking to myself, you people have a lot of time. And then there's the part of myself saying, hey, nitwit, you're spending a lot of time addressing the people who seem to have a lot of time. You actually have family obligations and financial responsibilities. It doesn't appear as if any of those people do. So maybe you want to dial it back. But honest to goodness, just go over there and check it out. Go for like for the last 2 weeks. You know what? Go through it for the entire time the federal government has been closed down. You and I called it as it was. The Schumer shutdown, right? That's what it was. Always has been that. And we've said that. Now, the left is forced to acknowledge, well, I guess they're not because they're not really honest people, but many have to observe that we were right all along. And that now that the Democrats, a handful of them, have joined other Democrats like John Fetterman saying, hey, listen, we got to reopen this government, man. Now the government's going to be reopened and everything's going to be fine, which is what I told you right from the beginning. Why is there a split, though, as Charles Pyle pointed out in his newscast, between Tiny Tim Kaine and the ever-constipated Mark Warner? Well, I'll tell you why. Because Tiny Tim Kaine at the moment is not running for re-election, and Mark Warner, despite the fact that he said he would never serve more than two terms, is running for what? Term number three, four, five? God only knows. He's been there forever. He's been there so long, he's like one of those grossly obese people during a daytime show who actually grows into the couch and becomes somehow physically part of the couch. That's how long Mark Warner has been there. But he needs the cover of saying, I'm still fighting Trump. For, oh, I don't know, the Trump haters to come out and vote for him as he's running for re-election. Tiny Tim Kaine doesn't need that at the moment, and so he's doing exactly what everybody said was going to be done anyway, and that's saying, oh, yeah, maybe we should just reopen it. And Abigail Spanberger is staking out some territory in the middle. We're going to talk a little bit about that and what that could mean moving forward. As crazy as this sounds, you know who might be the most disappointed with an Abigail Spanberger in the executive mansion? It might very well be Louise Lucas and Don Scott. Yeah. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio W. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. Why am I so excited about a Monday? I'm off tomorrow. Well, I am. It's Veterans Day, and I got a lot of stuff that I will be doing as I help to serve. You know, I love to serve. I hate politics, but I love service. World of difference, too. Ugh. Some people love the politics part of it and then hate the service part of it. I love the service part of it, but I don't want to ask you for money or run around shaking hands and kissing babies or shaking babies and kissing hands. Yeah, right? Because you mess that up, and the next thing you know, you're in a world of hurt. No, but service, totally all about that. But so that's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. In fact, this whole week has a lot of service elements. And I'm not going to tell you about them now. First of all, because it's going to feel a little too self-serving, and even for me, right? That's saying something. And I don't want it to sound ego-driven. So I'll give you the tally of things that I was able to do, God willing, this week at the end of the week. All right. So there you go. Let me get to a couple of quick text messages coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. All right. I mentioned to you that the biggest obstacle and the biggest annoyance for folks like Louise Lucas and Don Scott, the state Senate president and Speaker of the House and all that, the biggest difficulty they may run into once they get everything back in session is actually Abigail Spanberger. Why? Well, if you listened to the sound that Charles Pyle shared in the newscast, Abigail Spanberger was on, was it Face the Press or Meet the Nation or I don't know, one of those shows. And what did she say? Well, she talked about how she's actually a moderate. And she and Mikey Sherrill up there in New Jersey, they're the real faces of the Democrats, not the crazy cop-hating, Jew-hating communist who just got elected mayor of New York City that Zoran Mamdani. Eventually I'll get his name right, I'm sure. They say, no, he's not the way, it's us. So she is going to go into overdrive, it would appear, to pretend to be moderate. Well, what does that mean? She can say a lot, but she's probably going to find herself in a position where she's going to wind up vetoing stuff, some of the even crazier stuff coming from the General Assembly. which is going to put her in poor stead with the really crazy people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Like Louise Lucas and Don Scott. Will it matter? I don't know. I'm just telling you. That's part of what's going on. 804 on the James River Air text line. 833-804-1140. Says, Jeff, Spamberger's a word salad machine, man. She went to the Kamala Harris school. She does have more than a healthy helping of word salad. That's true. And she's not the least bit exciting or interesting, which kind of says to me she really was a spy for the CIA, because that's the job of a spy. Now, think about it. The job of a spy is not to be center stage. Job of a spy is supposed to be like just working themselves into the background. Oh, I mean, listening to everything you're saying, I guess, but not attracting attention. And she still presents herself that way. If she really is going to go a little bit further in politics, I think she has to excite a little bit of herself. 804, Jeff, poor John McGuire. He only has 1 year left before the Democrats gerrymander every single Republican into one district. Well, quite possible. That is quite possible. Hey, Jeff, I was wondering if you know what is going on with programming on Saturday morning. No Stan the last couple of months. Well, that's not true. It's a couple of weeks. It's 2 weeks, in fact, that In the Garage with Stan Andruski has not been on, and that's because Stan was actually traveling. Stan will be back. He'll be there Saturday. I won't be there Saturday because I've got a speech that I'll be doing. Plus, we have our big Brunswick stew sale down at Southern Police Equipment, which is on Midlothian Turnpike, right across the street from Virginia State Police Headquarters. That is there to help us raise funds to buy gifts for the honorees of our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. It is delicious Brunswick stew. It's my buddy Paul Diana, himself an ex-cop. PRD Concessions, right? That's the name of his company. Beautiful food truck. And so he's going to be there at Southern Police Equipment this Saturday from about 6 or 7 in the morning until, well into the afternoon, I don't know, 5, 6 at night, right across from Virginia State Police Headquarters. And he's just taking that money and turning it over to buy gifts, help us buy gifts for the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honors. All right, so that's the deal on that. And I think my friend Richard has just taken a few weeks off. No, he'll be back. He just, you know, you do real life, and then you got more real life, and then you got your show. And it's like, well, let's take a couple of weeks off from the show. That's it. All right. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, joins us at 3:35. It is 3:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It is chilly as well. Man, we've got some really chilly weather for the next couple of days. Today, of course, 250th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. And tomorrow is Veterans Day. I will, of course, as we do every year, just because I feel it's important to do, just to explain the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day and a few of the other holidays. People go, oh, yeah, that's, yeah, okay, we'll go through it. And it's important for me anyway, and I think it ought to be important for you to take a moment and say thank you to a veteran, somebody who has served. If you're down there at Richmond International Airport, there's a great USO there. You can always pop in and just say thank you. Just a little thing you ought to do. You probably run into great folks like Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, but also someone, proud soldier, graduate of West Point. One hell of a guy. I'm always happy to welcome him to the show. Jimmy, thank you so much for being here.
Jeffrey, good to join you. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. I'm feeling a little invigorated because it's cold, and it's only cold relatively. You know, it's like 55, but I'm shivering like Nanook of the North at this point.
Nanook of the North. Boy, yeah. I wonder if your young listeners even get that reference. But
not
you,
a clue.
You
always, no.
Exactly.
Not a clue.
But I got it, and I appreciate it,
yeah.
Brother.
Let's talk about what is or is not going on as we speak. Out in, what was it, Michigan, right? There was a big effort, brought down some pretty nasty people, some real terrorist stuff going on. Didn't get a lot of play in the media, though.
Yeah, Jeff, it got a little bit, I hate to say this. You and I kind of have joked about this in the past about sometimes the numbness that happens when, you know, the news cycle just seems to never slow down. But
yep,
this was an important one. And, you know, we always talk about the failures. We always talk about the things, the awful things that happen, whether it's 9/11 or going back to 1941 in Pearl Harbor. How did we miss this? How did we not know this was coming? And how did we not connect the dots? In this instance, you had, and Jeff, they just updated it, two more minors were just arrested in Detroit as a result of this investigation, which brings a total of 8 subjects across Michigan, Washington State, and parts of New Jersey. And Jeff, I read the indictments, and they're chilling. I mean, yeah, you talk about guys that spoke about beheadings, public beheadings, and uploading them to YouTube and uploading them onto social media. Two of them had traveled or made plans to travel to Syria and Turkey to get training from ISIS. You know, this goes back to the whole thing, you know, with the internet being a wonderful tool for all of us, it brings a world to our fingertips. But it also results in things like this, where young men, and when I say young men, these were disaffected, disconnected, disenfranchised young men who spent a lot of time online and were still trying to determine. When I say we, I still speak about the FBI as we because I bleed blue and gold.
Yeah.
But we're still trying to determine whether or not they were inspired or directed to conduct these heinous acts. And the FBI and local law enforcement in Michigan, in New Jersey, and Washington State deserve a hell of a lot of credit here for thwarting, and that's the word for it, and blowing this thing up before these heinous acts could have taken place on Halloween, which was the target date that they had set.
Wow. It is chilling to realize what is going on. It's always wonderful to hear about something that involves the FBI, that involves law enforcement breaking this stuff up. And you say, we're still not sure, were they directed, were they just getting into it? How long a process you think that's going to be before somebody is going to be able to say definitively, Jimmy, here's who directed them, or Jeff, here's why they did this and they weren't being directed?
Well, again, you know, criminals, and these were young men, yeah. But they always think they're smarter than the rest of us. And they were using some of those apps, Jeff, that you and I, who can barely log on and get our emails, we don't know how encrypted apps work, but they were using encrypted apps to communicate with each other, and the FBI was able to break that code and to get in there and to basically, like I said, thwart this before it happened. I think we'll know some soon. I mean, obviously we're in the preliminary stages right now, but you know, again, in the FBI and in law enforcement, you know, you don't want to take a bunch of victory laps and go, look at us, pat yourselves on the back, look at what we just did. But this could have been a major attack. And again, from my perspective, what I'm looking at is, I want to know, were they directed from folks overseas? They had traveled to Syria and to Turkey, two places where we know that are hotbeds of terrorist activity. Mm-hmm. They were charged with providing material support to FTOs, which are foreign terror organizations. Wow. Jeff, this is going to be a pretty big case, and really I want to commend and congratulate the FBI and local law enforcement in those three states for a great job taking this down. Nobody was hurt. You remember what we always say, the good guys got to get it right every single time, Jeff. The bad guys just have to get it right once. And in this instance, the good guys did a great job.
Well, I am thrilled to hear that. And it's not just Michigan, right? I mean, there were connections, if I understand it correctly, to a whole slew of people all over the place.
Yeah, there were two subjects in New Jersey, Jeff. It might have been Montclair. I'm not sure of the city. And there was one in Washington State. And then there were, like I said, two more in Michigan that were just charged a couple of days ago, which brings it to a total of eight. So, you know, that's the concern. You know, we talk about lone wolves all the time, but the other things are these sleeper cells. And these sleeper cells are the terrorists sending folks over here, like the 9/11 attackers, to work together, conspire together, to lay dormant until they are told to conduct a mission? Or was this something which I believe this case to be, as I read, you know, the affidavits, that this was more so related to young men that had gotten radicalized online, which is too big of a problem we have in this country. And again, it goes back to, you know, yesterday was 2 months since Charlie Kirk was assassinated. And remember, that was part of assassination culture. And what is that? It's somebody who has, you know, is a grievance collector, who finds an intractable ideology that they become part of, and then they apply their own moral absolutism to it. And Jeff, whether it's the far right or the far left, that same thing applies across the board.
It sure does. It sure does. Jimmy Galliano is joining us, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Jimmy, you are up there in New York State. You worked forever, right, in New York City, based in that operation. You've seen the city change. I think you saw some improvements. We've spoken so many times about broken windows and bringing down murder rates and all the rest of that. What's going on right now with the election of Zohran Mamdani? Is this just a total sea shift for the city?
Jeff, it's heartbreaking. And again, you're right. New York is my adopted state, my adopted home. You know, having grown up in Decatur, Georgia, but spending most of my life up here and kind of seeing the city, working in the city and witnessing the city undergoing, you know, evolutions and de-evolutions, and I'm afraid that this is that. Look, you and I both follow politics, and obviously on last Tuesday night, we were both, you know, fixated on the returns, and, you know, whether it was Virginia, or, you know, whether it was California, whether it was New Jersey, whether it was New York City, We were all fixated on what the returns were going to be. Right. No one was surprised about any of the outcomes except for how big the Democrats won. I mean, nobody mm-hmm. expected. I know the Cuomo family. I don't know Andrew Cuomo well, obviously the man that ran against Zoran Mamdani. I've met Curtis Sliwa, but New York City, no one expects it to go red ever again. It's a deep, deep, deep blue city. But Jeff, here's the thing that I think so many of us up here struggle with. You know, Zoran Mamdani is a 31-year-old kid. He was elected to the New York State Assembly, which is our legislature. He did 1 2-year term up there. He had the worst show up rate of any assembly member at all. I mean, the worst show up rate. Oh. He's never done a thing in his life. He was born into privilege, and that's the term they like to use, so I'll flip it around and use it on them. Yep. He was born in Uganda to parents of means and wealth. He lives in a rent-controlled apartment in New York City, someone who is taken advantage of and gamed the very system that he feels like is unfair. He wants to tax the rich and eat the rich and do all those things. But, Jeff, this is the most chilling part that I just want to run through this with you. In 1989, Ed Koch was the Jewish American mayor of New York City. It was his last year in office. He was born in the Bronx. He was born of parents that were, you know, Polish Jews that had traveled here. And he was born and raised in the Bronx. You know, on his headstone, it says, "Fiercely proud of my Jewish faith." I've been and seen his headstone. That was 1989. At that time, you know, Jews, the second largest enclave of Jewish Americans, or actually of Jews in the world outside of Israel, is New York City, a city of 8.4 million people. Yep. And at that time, you know, Jews in New York City outnumbered Muslims by a rate of 4-1. In 2013, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, his last year of his administration, the number of Muslims had doubled. The number of Jews had been cut in half. And again, Michael Bloomberg was an American Jew.
That's right.
Mamdani beats Andrew Cuomo at a time when Italian Americans and Irish Americans have been fleeing the city as well. The city is not the same. That doesn't mean that it's bad that different immigrants come in. It's the natural progression in the way things are.
Right.
However, there's a huge difference between immigrants that say, and I'm not going to use my parents or my family as an example, that between 1892 and 1943 came to Ellis Island, and Jeff, they just wanted to be Americans. They were fleeing the potato famine in Ireland. Yep. They were fleeing Mussolini and fascism in Italy. Yep. They just wanted to be Americans. They don't want to do that anymore. And when I say that, I don't mean everybody. But here's the difference. Less than 50% of New York City residents speak English. Let that resonate. Now, I say that as a man, Jeff, and I feel like I've got enough skin in the game because at the age of 48, I learned Spanish because I got assigned to Mexico City with the FBI. And I said, if I'm going to that country, I'm going to work for the U.S. Embassy and for the FBI, I need to speak the language.
Right.
People come here now, and it's not critical that they learn the language. When you don't learn the language, what happens? Zoran Mamdani campaigned, not all, but part of his campaign was in Arabic, where you'd see commercials in Arabic. Now, God bless it. My grandparents spoke Sicilian. They did that in the house. But when they went out, they spoke English and they worked hard to assimilate. And Jeff, that's a frustration, I think, that so many of us that are, even though I'm not a New Yorker, I've lived in New York most of my life. The great melting pot that New York has been for our nation for so long, you know, putting out the Statue of Liberty, give us your tired, your huddled masses. We are a nation of immigrants. But when you come here, you assimilate.
Right.
And if you don't want to assimilate, you fracture us and fissure us. And that's what's going on right now. Jews in New York City are afraid. They saw what happened last year on the campuses of Columbia, where Jews couldn't even go to class without being attacked, harassed, and harangued. And the NYPD, Jeff, and I know that's what you want to touch on real quickly, the NYPD. You have a mayor now who was called the NYPD racist and bigoted and demanded they be defunded. How does he show up at a cop's funeral now, Jeff? How does he stand there as a dignitary, which he is as the mayor-elect, and have anyone have faith that he deserves to be there and that he is not casting just a pall over everything because of the fact that he does not believe that police are decent human beings, that they are the best of the best, and that they're there to be the thin blue line to keep us separated from the riffraff. Jeff, that's my optimistic look of New York City right now. How's that?
Well, I know there are any number of conferences and events that in the past have been held in New York City that I have attended. I am going to think very seriously about going back. And I know that there are any number of folks who organize events like that who are also thinking, you know, we need someplace else because there's just nobody going to show up for this. Jimmy, I want to give you the out here. I want to talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
About law enforcement legal defense fund for a couple of seconds, but I'm also going to ask you just yes or no, mass exodus from NYPD coming?
It's been going on for a while, Jeff. 36,000 men and women are part of the New York City Police Department. It's been a struggle ever since the summer of love of 2020 when all the riots and the BLM and the Antifa attacks and all that happened, and the fact that progressive prosecutors and police just don't feel like they're being supported. I think the NYPD will hold sway. They'll do what they have to do. They'll maintain their numbers. But Jeff, I do worry. They're leaving right now in droves. They're retiring early. They're going to enclaves, whether it's Virginia or whether it's Florida or whether it's Georgia or whether it's Long Island, New York, where they're going to be paid better and feel like they're better supported.
Gotcha. All right. Now, Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, only about 30, 40 seconds. Not fair, but you can do it. We want to help.
Yep, absolutely. And a perfect segue into this. We're set up. It's you can go to policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org. We are set up to defend law enforcement officers that have been unjustly accused of crimes for doing their jobs. Go to the website, policedefense.org. Make any kind of contribution that you do. You can check online for charitable organizations. We have an amazing, amazing rating there. The money goes where it needs to go to support these families and these officers. Jeff, thanks as always. You always back the blue.
Thank you, my brother. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, policedefense.org, policedefense.org. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.